Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser. Mike Hopkins distributing all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. And Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham. Cecil and all the folks at Classic Care. Make sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, it's Brenham Cub football, Burton Panther football, and Lady Panther volleyball. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to the house band Heine Manouche and his all-stars. And as always in studio with us, our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. Rabid as always and ready to go here on the Brenham Sports Line. Indeed. Brought to you each and every Monday night by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham. Great to be with you on a crisp and cold Friday night. Monday night. What am I saying? Monday night. It is cold out there. Oh, apparently the cold weather has frozen to my brain, ladies and gentlemen. But it is cold out there, wet, nasty, ugly night. Good night to be in and listening to a little sports talk with a local attitude. And it definitely has a local attitude tonight. We've got some guests going to be joining us on the sports line tonight. We'll be talking with Brenham Cub football coach Elliot Allen about the playoffs coming up. Brenham Cubs hosting Bernie Champion this Friday night at Cubs Stadium. And weather should be a lot warmer Friday night than it is tonight. I'll tell you that. Temperature should be warming up by the end of this week. And we'll also be talking with Burton Panther football coach Jason Hody. We'll be talking about the Panthers playoff game coming up with Chilton. And then we will be talking with first-year Burton Lady Panther volleyball coach Katie Kiki, who in her first year as head coach of the Lady Panthers took them to the championship game of Region 4-2A within one win of a trip to state, an outstanding season, and we will talk to her about that as well. All coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line. And coming up next, it's Brenham Cub football coach Elliot Allen ahead on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Out here the
nights are long. This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Mike Hopkins Distributing and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. And as we mentioned, of course, the high school football playoffs crank up all across the state this weekend, and the Brenham Cubs will get a home playoff game. We'll talk about that in just a minute with our special guest, the first-year head coach of the Brenham Cubs, Coach Elliot Allen. And, Coach, welcome back to the Sports Line.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. Doing good. Great to have you here. And, of course, it's that great time of year. Getting ready for playoff football.
Well, no doubt. There's a, you know, when you get to playoff time, there's a different vibe, and kids are excited, and I know everybody's excited about playoff time.
And let's talk a little bit about the road that got the Cubs to the playoffs. I know going into district play, lots of questions. Were the kids going to buy in to the new approach and the new offense, the new defense? How are things going to work? Got into district play, and boy, I'll tell you what, as district progressed, this team just seemed to get better and better each week.
Well, they have, and you know, I'm very proud of our guys. Obviously, we started the year off, you know, not exactly how we'd hoped for, and you know, we had a new staff, we had a new offense, and a new defense, and you know, I think, you know, too, we had a lot of new kids that hadn't played varsity football before, so there's a lot of newness and a lot of growing that had to occur. But I'm pleased with the maturity of our kids, and I think they've gotten better each and every week.
And as you said, you know, the slow start, of course, a lot of it attributed to, one, a lot of new faces playing varsity football for the first time, and kind of a whole new way and a new approach of doing things.
I think so, and it's tough. You know, change is tough on kids. It's tough on coaches. But you know, I think the way that our kids handled it, I mean, I couldn't have asked for more. You know, we're dealt a little adversity with some injuries, some season-ending injuries that, you know, certainly could have, you know, we could have folded up our tent. You know, I just think we persevered through a lot. And I mean, that, you know, that's the one thing that builds who you are as a football team and shapes your character. And I couldn't be more proud of how our kids have handled it.
And it seemed like, of course, kind of the light switch that clicked on was that comeback win over Eastview. It seemed like the light came on. The light bulb kind of appeared and started flashing. That the kids said to themselves, "Hey, we can get this done."
I think so. You know, I think what we were struggling with was confidence, and you know, part of that could be attributed to the new faces on varsity, and a lot of it can be contributed to the new system. And you know, I think that's the first time that we really played with confidence. You know, we got a little momentum, and you know, from there forward, I felt like we played fairly well.
And how much did the come from behind wins early in district play into the confidence that built up in this team?
I think it played a large role. You know, just knowing that you can do it when you're down, you know, those odds in your face, and you're able to come through, then I mean, certainly that helps with confidence. And obviously, the more confident you are, the faster you play, the better you play. So
let's take a look a little bit more in depth at some of the positions on the team. Of course, the key to any success starts with your offensive line, and it seemed like this group gelled and just got better and better as the season went on, and really did start to achieve what we thought they could be.
Well, we had a slow start, and I think you know, most teams running the football, I mean, not just specific to Brenham, but running the football with consistency through the process for every football team. And I felt like, you know, they kept getting better and better, you know, despite. And one of the things that I think really slowed us down a little bit is, you know, we had injuries, and so we didn't kind of go with the same offensive line every week. early on. But I think, you know, they've been consistent and they've gotten better and they're working as a unit, which, you know, we're desperately going to need, you know, going forward.
And, of course, that offensive line really attributing to what has become a big strength of the Brenham Cubs. That is the ground game. And key to that ground game is, I think, that we've had a number of running backs who have really figured out their roles in the running game.
I think so. You know, we've dealt with, you know, injury issue and whatnot there, but we have, you know, guys that all play a role. I think, you know, a couple of guys that have played a bunch of defense just take their limited number of snaps, and, you know, Tyree is, you know, when he's been healthy, has been good back there. But I just think it's a team effort. Again, the consistency on the offensive line, I think helps that.
And of course, and it seems like there's also a nice little contrast in that Tyree has, you know, that breakaway speed and gets the corner fast, and he can also break some tackles. Then you've got Daylon McCown, and well, he's a big old hoss. He will run over just about anybody.
Well, they have a little different styles. You know, I think Daylon's a little bit of a downhill slasher, and Tyree is a little bit more elusive, although he does look for contact probably more than a running back should. But they bring, you know, they're similar in some ways, but different in others, which I think helps a little bit.
And take a look at the quarterback position. It sure has been fun to watch Garrison Weiss just grow each week, as it seems like his confidence is getting better, and he seems to just really kind of evolve into a really solid playoff bound quarterback.
Well, he's done that, and I think, you know, all good quarterbacks. I've coached some good quarterbacks, and you look at them, and if they try to hit a home run on every down, they're not going to be very good. If they, you know, operate an offense and take what the defense gives you, you know, try to eliminate turnovers. I mean, those are things that win ball games, and I think Garrison has really grown into that role. Just kind of operates within the system and within his abilities, and we're pleased with where he is as a quarterback right now.
And really a diverse group of wide receivers on the offensive side of the football. Just when you think there might be one guy that's a go-to guy, somebody else seems to emerge, and it seems like somebody different is stepping up each game.
I think so. You know, we play a lot of guys over there, and you know, we need a little bit more consistency probably at the wide receiver position, but it seems like somebody, you know, comes up with big catches when we need them. And the games that we've won, you know, we'd like to be a little bit more consistent out there, but I'm pleased with, you know, some of the individual performances. We need to just make that a collective effort so that we can, you know, we can all get in there and play well, and I think that'll make us much more difficult to defend.
Now, looking at the defensive side of the football, I really have been impressed, and it's been fun to watch the development of your front guys, the seven guys up front, your three linemen, your four linebackers. Really have done an outstanding job, number one, of shutting down the run for the most part, and have done a good job putting some pressure on passing quarterbacks.
Well, they have, and it's, you know, probably one of the biggest changes in system was on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Benham's been unbelievably, you know, talented on defense and played great defense for years, but they've been a bit more of an aggressive up-the-field pressure, you know, packages, man coverage, and we're a little bit, you know, we play a little bit flatter on the defensive line. A little bit more zone concept in the back end, and so it was a big shift. Our defensive line, I felt like, made a lot of improvement from, you know, from week one to where we sit now with playing flatter, with hitting gaps. I mean, we're a gap control defense, and if one guy's off, it throws off the whole defense. So I've been really pleased with the effort of our defensive front.
And as far as the defensive backs, it's been kind of a bend but don't break philosophy for those young men. It seems like they might give up a big play here or there, but boy, they come right back next couple of plays and stop them.
Well, I tell you, they have you know, the secondary's probably made as much improvement as anybody on the defensive side. You know, early on we struggled a little bit in coverage, and you know, anytime you play in the secondary, and we're a zone concept, but it turns into man pretty quick. But, you know, you're going to give up some big balls if you don't get pressure. But I really feel like over the course of the last two or three weeks, that back end has really played a whole lot better with just keeping guys in front, and probably more importantly in the run game coming up and getting fits in the run game out of the safety position.
And, of course, now the third aspect, the special teams, have been especially impressed this year with the punting of Jackson Miller. I know a couple of the last few ball games we've sounded like a broken record, but it's been like, Miller's going to pin him back again. He's done an outstanding job of keeping the opposition limited to bad field position.
Yeah, Jackson has. Jackson has played very well. He's, I tell you what, it's a defensive weapon. If you got to start your defensive drive on the 10-yard line, 15-yard line, anywhere inside the 20, obviously your odds and your chances of defending are a whole lot better. So we're pleased with how he's punted the football and the coverage unit there.
And as far as the kicking game goes, haven't tried a lot of field goals this year, but the extra points have been very consistent from our field goal kicker, our kicker Mendoza.
Has been. You know, Victor was injured early on this year, and he's just now really kind of getting back to where he's kicking the ball like you think he's capable of doing. So that could be something that you'll see in the future is maybe a few more field goal attempts. We've done, and our kickoff coverage has been good. We've pinned them in pretty deep the last three or four weeks. So kicking game, I'm really pleased with where we are as a football team.
And it's always a weapon as far as the return team. We've returned three kicks for touchdowns this season. A very dangerous group on the return game.
They are, and I think Coach Schiffer does a good job getting those guys in great position, and we have some return guys that are willing to hit it. You know, a lot of times if you dance around, you're not going to have any success on that kickoff return. They do a good job of hitting it, and it's a one cut and go type mentality, and it's been a weapon for us. It's kept us in some games that maybe we were struggling with.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We are talking with Brenham Cub football coach Elliot Allen, live from the Cub Field House. And, Coach, as we get ready now for this playoff matchup, Bernie Champion coming into town, what do you know so far about the Chargers?
Well, I'll tell you, they're a really good football team. That district was a mess coming down to the end because the four top teams were, I think, were all very talented football teams that had kind of beaten one another, and it came down to a point scenario. I think Bernie Champion is as good as any team in that district, and they're a well-coached team. They've got good numbers. They've got good offensive and defensive line play, sound on defense, but I really believe the difference maker is their quarterback. You know, number two is he's a Johnny Manziel-ish kind of player. He really is. He can throw the ball down the field, but you have to always account for that guy in the run game. And it's a big football game. He's going to have the ball in his hands one way or another. So that'll sort of be the key for us.
And what are some of the things that we have got to see out of our defense to try and shut him down?
I just think, trying to limit his quarterback run game, it doesn't matter who they play. He has gassed them, and he throws the ball well enough that you can't just, stack the line of scrimmage. For us, just not allowing him to, gain those big third down, gains that keep the sticks moving, and, just sort of limit him would be our key.
And what are some of the things, as you look at their defense, what are some of the things that we offensively have got to do?
I think we have to stay within ourselves. Certainly need to be able to run the football with some consistency. And, they're a team that doesn't give up a bunch of home run balls. They're very similar in concept to our defense in terms of 3-4 and trying to stay on top of folks. So I think hitting those intermediate routes in running the football is going to be big for us.
All right, and of course, under the new UIL rule, as the number two seed out of the district, we get a home game to kick off the playoffs. How important is that, that we get them here in our backyard?
Well, I think that's a neat thing. I think you should be rewarded for how you play in your district, and you know, I think it's big for our football team, and I think it's just good for our community to get an opportunity to host a big playoff game. And I know our kids are excited to be at home, and we're excited for the opportunity.
All right, looking forward to it, Coach. And, of course, we'll be there live on KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. But certainly are expecting a full house, sold-out Cubs Stadium Friday night for the playoff game with Bernie Champion.
Well, we're looking forward to it as well. We're going to get in a good week of practice and then put our best foot forward against a good football team.
All right, Coach, and look forward to visiting with you again throughout the week as we get ready for this playoff opener, and cannot wait for Friday night. It's what it's all about.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate it.
All right, and again, we want to thank Coach Elliot Allen for joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line, and we will be back with more after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, November 13th, Craig will be speaking with Paige Michelle from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Back on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, want to thank Coach Elliot Allen for joining us here on the Sports Line tonight. And remind everybody again that that Cub football game is a home game for the Cubs Friday night. And that will be 7:30 at Cubs Stadium. Now, even though it is a home game, there will be no reserve seating. All seats are general admission. Ticket prices, adults $8, students $4. All tickets $10 at the gate. Tickets will be available at all BISD campuses until noon Friday, 2 o'clock at the high school. Now, they will accept Texas High School Coaches Association card holders plus one, Texas Girls Coaches Association card holders plus one, UIL District 13-5A card holders plus two, BISD employee pass card holder only, and BISD senior citizen gold card holder only. And again, that is set for Friday night, 7:30 at Cubs Stadium, by district round of the Region 3 4A playoffs. And again, we are looking forward to the matchup between the Cubs and the Chargers. Now, the winner of the game, they're going to have could possibly have a long haul ahead of them, because the winner of the game Friday night will play the winner in the second round, between Somerset and Sherryland. Somerset, a fourth place team. Sherryland, champions of their district. And if you don't know where Sherryland is, get a map out. Take a look at the very southern tip of Texas. And right there, just across the border of Mexico, is Sherryland. So even a neutral site is going to be a long haul for these two teams. But right now, the fact of the matter at hand is right now the Brenham Cubs and Bernie Champion coming up Friday night. Coming up next, Burton Panther head coach Jason Hody, and we'll also speak with volleyball coach K.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. More than 30 people are dead. Thousands of structures are destroyed. But what exactly caused two huge wildfires burning through California has not been determined yet. ABC's Alex Stone.
Electrical companies here in California have been in the hot seat, blamed for a number of recent wildfires. And now California's Public Utilities Commission confirms to ABC News it is investigating whether electrical malfunctions reported by Pacific Gas and Electric in Northern California and Southern California Edison here around L.A. could have contributed to or caused both big fires burning in this state. PG&E filed an incident report about an outage on a transmission line right around the time the deadly campfire broke out.
The former InfoWars Washington bureau chief tells ABC News that special counsel Robert Mueller's office has indicated that he will be charged within a matter of days. Jerome Corsi, who recently testified before a federal grand jury, says he doesn't know what charge he'll face. Just days after losing a West Virginia congressional race, Democrat Richard Ojeda has officially launched his 2020 presidential campaign.
I can guarantee you we will finally see a fix in our health care system when the very people voting on those bills are directly affected and their families.
The veteran is known for his tattoos and populist message. Superhero tributes are pouring in for Stan Lee.
The Avengers have assembled to share their thoughts on the man that created their characters. Iron Man Robert Downey Jr. tweeting to Stan Lee, quote, "I owe it all to you." Captain America Chris Evans writing that Lee provided so many with adventure, escape, comfort, confidence, and joy. And the original Incredible Hulk Lou Ferrigno writing that his life wouldn't be the same without Lee's incredible talent as a creator, storyteller, and friend. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Stan Lee dead at 95. On Wall Street, the Dow closed 600 points lower thanks to losses in the technology sector. This is ABC News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE.
Remembering a soldier said to be the last to die during World War I.
As word spread through northeast France that there was an armistice ending the war, some troops kept fighting, like Private Henry Gunther from Baltimore.
They didn't want to actually let go of it, and if they had let go of it sooner, I think that more people, including him, may have been alive.
Carol Aikman is Gunther's great niece. He was shot and killed by a German soldier at 10:59 in the morning on November 11th, 1918, 1 minute before the armistice took effect.
He's kind of volunteered to do whatever he could to try to redeem himself, if you will.
Gunther had been demoted after he criticized conditions in his camp, but had his rank of sergeant restored posthumously. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
The Wisconsin School District is investigating a photo of high school boys giving what looks like a Nazi salute. Governor-elect Tony Evers says the photo from the Baraboo School District has no place in Wisconsin. More than 200 items belonging to Frank and Barbara Sinatra, ranging from movie scripts to jewelry, are going up for auction next month in New York. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Josh Obloski with another KWHI local news update. The Burton School Board will address bus safety at its upcoming meeting tonight. At last month's meeting, Superintendent Dr. Anna Kennedy brought up the need to discuss potential safety additions for buses. These included the consideration of cameras, a communication system for drivers, and other procedures and guidelines. The Burton School Board meeting tonight at 6:30 at the administration office on 701 North Railroad Street. A Fayette County Sheriff's deputy who was shot in the face while serving a warrant has been released from an Austin hospital. 32-year-old Deputy C.J. Lehman was taken home Saturday in an ambulance escorted by officers. Lehman had been in the hospital since November 1st after he was critically injured in a confrontation at a LaGrange hotel. Lehman lost vision in his left eye as a result of the shooting. LaGrange police did not give any updates about his current condition. Washington County Commissioners will look over the Hotel Occupancy Tax Board's 2019 budget at tomorrow's meeting. The board will present commissioners with the budgeted funds decided on at their meeting in early October. These funds dictate which local tourism entities receive hotel occupancy tax funds. If approved, these monies will be officially allocated to each organization as determined by the budget. Commissioners meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the county courthouse. And this Thursday will bring the final installment of this year's South Central Texas Range and Pasture Management Series. This week's presentation will go over setting up a forage management calendar for landowners at the Washington County Fairgrounds Sales Facility. Registration for the session is $20 per person, which includes dinner, refreshments, proceedings, and more. Registration forms and details can be found at the Washington County Extension Office on 1305 East Bluebell Road. To learn more, call the office at 979-277-6212. Forecast calling for showers throughout the day with a high of 50 degrees, low for tonight 33 degrees with cloudy skies. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs are set to square off with Bernie Champion in the bi-district round of the Region 4 5A playoffs. The Cubs and Champion will kick off 7:30 Friday night at Cubs Stadium. Join Tommy Lange and me, the sports.net Pavel, for all the action. 7 o'clock pregame, the Cubs Bernie Champion playoff football on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Radio stations KTEX and KWHI are seeking to hire a full-time salesperson. This position comes with an established list of clients who are already on the air, a guaranteed salary plus commission and bonuses, health insurance, and profit-sharing plan. If you're an energetic, organized person who wants to make money and help businesses succeed, email your resume to sales at ktex.com. Mail it to P.O. Box 1280, Brenham, Texas, 77834, or apply in person at 223 East Main Street. KTEX KWHI is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Coach Elliot Allen for joining us via the Sports Line in the first half of the program. Now joining us, the head coach of the Burton Panthers as they get ready for the postseason, Coach Jason Hody. And, Coach, welcome back to the Sports Line.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
Great to have you here. And, first of all, let's talk about the regular season. I know that some folks in the public were a little bit concerned with the start of the Panthers, but you played a very ambitious non-district schedule, some bigger schools, highly ranked in the state, and they really prepared you for district play, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, the schedule, you know, probably wasn't the most inviting schedule if you looked at it on paper. And then when you actually played, and we actually played the games, they were very tough opponents. But I really think it's, you know, matured our team into some of the guys that they are today at this particular time in terms of being football players. I mean, those were some tough ball games. We went in there and we did some really good things. We did some things that were not so good, and we also learned a lot about ourselves. So, you know, we competed well, and that's what the preseason is for. It's, those games don't count, so other than maybe having a little nick on your record, it's not near as bad as it maybe might look. So we survived. The guys didn't have any injuries. We learned a lot about ourselves and what we needed to do. We have one goal in mind this year, and that's to try to play one more game we played last year and get to the state championship game. And hopefully that's going to help us as we push down the road in this postseason.
Yeah, rolled in district play, another district championship. And how do you feel about the team as far as keeping that competitive edge through district play?
Well, I was really proud of the guys Friday night. We played lights out in terms of just having lots of enthusiasm. We were very aggressive, very physical, and just very motivated. And that was really exciting, I know, for our fans and to watch, and for us as coaches to watch as well. I mean, we scored lots of points. We're very dynamic on offense. Thought we flew around on defense, and got our third straight district title. So that was really, really important for us as we go into the postseason to finish out our district like that. Really important for us as a team to build off of that as well. A lot of guys contributed and did a lot of great things, and we beat a very good football team too. Snook was very dynamic on offense. They were very, very good and fundamentally sound, and we were able to handle them and move on. So we're just looking forward to this postseason and seeing how we can play this thing out.
And let's take a look at the team a little bit here. Of course, boy, anytime you can go into a season with a three-year starter at quarterback. Caleb Harmel's been your starter since he was a freshman. His fourth year as the starting quarterback. That's a real nice luxury to have.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb's been a blessing, not only as a football player, but just as a figure and a person in this program and for this school. And you wouldn't want any better kid to represent your program and your school. And I know his family is super proud of him. Just an awesome young man. He started for us as a freshman. He took some lumps. I think that helped him have a very, very good sophomore season, and he's just taken off from there. And he gets a lot of stuff done for us on both sides of the ball. I always joke with him. Everybody talks about how good a quarterback he is, but I think he's just even as good or better defensive player. I mean, he's just all over the place and lighting people up out there. So just super proud of Caleb and what he has brought to this program, and just super proud of him individually of all the accomplishments that he has had.
And, of course, you can't talk about Caleb unless you also bring up Demondrick Winters. Those two seem as linked as bread and butter, salt and pepper, whatever you want to say. Those two have kind of been linked going all the way back to their freshman year.
Yeah, Demondrick, likewise, like Caleb. I mean, just a great person and works hard at his craft and really takes pride in what he does, and he's played. They both were freshmen and played a lot of football games for us, and it's just really neat to watch those two young men mature and grow and become the men that they are, and just to see how their talents have just catapulted as well on the football field. And what's neat about both those two guys is they're very unselfish individuals that play defense for us and offense. But they like mix. They play on the line of scrimmage. They play up in the up where the action is, and they mix it up, and they play special teams and do the whole nine yards. So those two guys are very, very versatile, and they're also two of our vocal and leaders, and they also lead by example as well. So we're just super proud of them, and I'm just proud of the whole group and senior class as well. I mean, that's. Been a very, very fun group to coach over the years.
And on the offensive side of the football, the really interesting thing about this season that's been fun to watch is it has not been just those two. It hasn't been a two-man show because it seems like every week somebody else is kind of emerging as an important player, somebody, a go-to guy, somebody that's making big plays for you on offense. It seems like a lot of players have become involved in that this year.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, if you look at the stat sheet, it's a little more spread out than maybe it's been. And I think that's a tribute to the unselfish attitude that our team has, the unselfish attitude that our guys have. And we're able to do so many more things on offense this year than perhaps we were last year. And we were pretty good on offense last year. But guys like Tristan Brantley, he's really emerged into a really, a dangerous weapon for us. And if you double cover Demodric or if you load the box and single him up and things of that nature, he's going to make some plays. He made a fantastic play on a little swing pass in the Snook game where I think he made everybody miss on the field. So just a kid like that has really perfected his game and really it's really having a great senior year. And we got some other guys. Cash Callahan has stepped up and made some really good plays out there as well. And Chase Mathis is our tight end, and sometimes we split him out wide as well. And they've taken it upon themselves to be good. You know, they participated in 7-on-7s the past 4 years. They went to camps. They perfected their game away from the school, which is always important as an athlete. You got to put in the work and put in the time. And we're just super proud of how they've all progressed. And, the O-line's doing an awesome job as well. And then all those guys play defense, and that's what I keep preaching. I mean, we're very, very blue-collar and old-schoolish, and I think that helps us as we play games.
And you mentioned my guys, of course, the Hogs, the offensive linemen. How about the development of the offensive line over this season? How has it come about?
Well, we're really proud of those guys. Those guys are the youngest group on our football team. They will all return. We start two freshmen on the O-line. The two Enzi boys are twins, and we start those guys. And, man, they've had to grow up a lot this year, and they really have done that. We have two juniors, Caleb Fox and Cade Weiss. Those guys have really – they played as sophomores, and they really showed us a lot at that point, and they're really growing up and maturing into a really good group. And then we have another kid. We spot play between Tyler Hall and do some things with him as well. So it's a good blend of kids on the offensive line. Coach Richard's our O-line coach. He does an awesome job with those young men. And, they work day in and day out to perfect their game. And we're just super pumped about them. You know, they all return, which makes it awfully nice for next year.
And on the other side of the football, you mentioned almost every one of your offensive guys also plays defense. And let's talk about the defense, because you guys have, it seems like they have really, really come together once again this year.
Yeah, typically, a school, you might have five or six or so just play defense and not play offense. Well, we're unique this year with nine of us go both ways, and that sometimes it's the whole 11, depending on what the what the personnel package is and whatnot. And so, they've developed a mantra to say, we always joke with them, hey guys, if you don't want to play some defense, we might not play you a whole lot on offense, because it's just part of it here at Burton. We like to pride ourselves in playing good defense. And, at times maybe we struggled, no doubt. We've let some guys put some points up. But, we did lose six defensive starters from last year. And I keep telling people, this defense will get better each week. And they've done that. And so we're really proud of how that's progressing.
And now you head into the playoffs where you've got Chilton. What do you know about them? What do you expect?
Don't know a whole lot about this season. I know we've played those guys in the past, and they typically bring lots of athleticism and lots of enthusiasm to the game. I know they're not having as good a season this year as they've had in years back, but it's the playoffs. You show up, you play the game, so you got to be ready to go. You got to be prepared, businesslike, and take care of your business. So I know they have a quarterback that's pretty tall kid likes to make some plays with his legs. Doesn't throw it just a whole lot, but they run the option and things of that nature. So we have to be ready for that and be disciplined and try to take care of our business on play assignment football.
All right, and you've got them at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. Not too long a trip for the Panther faithful to make?
No, it's unique this year. Typically, I guess going 4 or 5 years ago, first round's always been two and a half hour hike for us to go play a playoff game. It's neat. We're just gonna have to go about 50 minutes down the road, and hopefully it's a great venue to play a game. And it might be a little chilly, but it'll be a great night for high school football. And it's Thursday at 7 o'clock, and just as many people can show up, come out and support the Panthers. We appreciate it.
All right, and of course, the game will be right here on KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. If you can't make the trip, but boy, we sure urge everybody to make the trip, and let's get a whole big red sea on that Panther side.
Absolutely, go Big Red.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. And of course, we'll save our Cowboy talk for the coaches show later on in the week. Except to say, they probably looked as good last night.
I'm beaming.
And they looked as good last night as they have looked in a couple of seasons. That may have been their most complete effort we've seen from the Cowboys in a couple of years.
No doubt. And I'm just going to stay humble and not say anything.
All right. We'll save it up for the coaches show Thursday.
Yeah, I might have a little more spry in me about it. I'm just still in a little bit of a shock.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate you, man.
And we do want to remind everybody, we will have live coverage, the Panthers and Chilton. Again, that game is Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. 6:30 pregame on KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Back with more of the Brenham Sports Line right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors. It's Burton Panther Playoff Football on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. The Burton Panthers, the champs of District 14-2A, set to take on Chilton in the bi-district round of the Region 4-2A playoffs. The Panthers and Chilton will get together at Bryan High School's Merle Green Stadium Thursday night. Kickoff is set for 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame on your voice for the Panthers, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, November 13th, Craig will be speaking with Paige Michelle from the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And I want to thank Coach Jason Hody for joining us. And now joining us also from Burton High School is volleyball coach Katie Kiki. And Coach, thanks an awful lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you here. And, well, number one, unfortunately, the season has come to an end for the Lady Panthers, but on the other side, what an outstanding season y'all had.
Exactly. Overall, the season was just as good as anybody could have asked for, especially at the beginning of the season. Nobody thought we were going to get this far, and on paper, it looked like we sure shouldn't have. So it was definitely a great season. Just stinks the way it ended.
And going back to the start of the season, of course, right from the start, you joined us the first week of the season. A lot of question marks. You only had a couple of players coming back with any extensive experience, so you really didn't know what to expect. Very young team, and boy, it was just fun watching this team kind of mold and gel throughout the season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When at the beginning of the season, we really didn't know who was going to play where. I had Sydney Smith playing middle. Obviously Kendall running outside and Alex setting, but we didn't know what we had. And with so many young players, they really had to step up. And it was really fun watching these older girls really fill that leadership role well and see these young girls progress game to game. At the beginning, it was pretty rough, you know, and every that they work hard. They fight. Once we finally got our roster settled, they really meshed well. They were together all the time. I say they. I was there too. We're just a really close-knit team, and I think that's why we had so much success. They cared about one another. They worked hard for one another, and they really stepped it up, each and every one of them.
At what point did things start to click? At what point do you think the players figured it out that this team could be something pretty good?
I'd say after we lost our home opener at Grand Oaks, our home opener against Grand Oaks, in five, that was the last set we lost until Saturday. And I wasn't very happy with them. It wasn't a fun time in the locker room. I put the ball in their court. I said, look, I can't do anything else. You've got the skills. Now you've just got to put it all together, and that's something y'all have got to do. I can mold you and guide you and do whatever, but if you're not going to decide that you want to do it, I can't do anything else. So I'm letting y'all figure this out. Don't leave until you've got a game plan. And we didn't lose a match after that. So I didn't ask what they came up with. I don't know what was said in there, but obviously something worked.
And if you could, just talk a little bit about the girls themselves, the athletes that made up this team. How special have they been?
Oh, they're great. They will always hold a special place in my heart, especially being my first official team as a varsity head coach. Sydney Smith is a senior, and she brings a lot of energy to the team. She knows how to keep people loose, and she really has improved over the past 4 years that I've spent watching her. She's really going to be missed. Taylor Mathis is my other senior. This is her first season playing volleyball, and her height alone helped me out so much. But she's a go-getter. She's a workhorse, and she picked up on things so well that she really benefited me as well. This program's going to miss them very much. We've got big shoes to fill there. But I do have my core group returning, so that's exciting. Kendall Sioux Fall is a junior this year. She's an outside hitter. She plays all the way around. She's a phenomenal athlete and a phenomenal kid. She'll do whatever you ask of her, and she will do it to the best of her ability. She's a competitor. She hates losing at literally anything. Like, we'll be joking, or rock, paper, scissors or something, and she's ticked when she loses. And that's the kind of kid I want. Alex Contori-Otis is a junior as well. She's my setter. She has come a long way as well. She's more confident. She was a huge asset at the net, blocking, and she wasn't afraid to turn around and hit the ball. She's a workhorse, too. Those two work really well together. Cheyenne Blunson is a junior. This is really her first year on varsity playing, and she has made great strides. Yeah, I mean, the kid jumps and doesn't even try, and her up into her elbow goes over the net, you know. So she finally settled into her own and became a real help for our team as well. She brings a lot of energy, too. She's real fun. She's real goofy. Isabel Aguilar is my libero. She's a junior. She really came into her own as well. She was fighting off a knee injury at the beginning of the season, coming back from that. And she got mentally tough and really stepped it up for us. Michaela Wilkie is a freshman, and she has a phenomenal personality. She has a phenomenal work ethic. She's super funny. She's sarcastic and dry, and so if you don't know her, you don't know how to read her sometimes. And she improves so much defensively. She's one of those that you always see right up under our hitter covering and going for balls, doesn't let a lot hit the floor, and has really fundamentally come a long way. And then Allie Holt is my other freshman. her height on the net has really helped us. She's got a great serve. She's a great kid. A little quiet, but once you get her in the locker room or on the bus, you don't see that quiet side anymore, and it kind of takes you by surprise the first time that she lets that out. But they're all great kids. They have a great bond. And we're going to miss our seniors, but we've got a good group coming back.
All right. Well, Coach, you certainly appreciate it, and we appreciate everything throughout the season. I know it was immediately after the game Saturday had to be disappointing and heartbreaking. However, I think when everybody looks back on this, they're going to realize what a fun, exciting, and outstanding season this has been.
No, absolutely. The match itself is disappointing, and I'm more than I could have asked for. The group of kids are great. Their parents are great. They're very supportive and willing to do whatever it takes. The people that I work with are amazing. Coach Hody, as my AD, has done nothing but support me and be helpful. And this community is great. They come out, whatever we're doing, wherever it's at, you know you're going to have a big crowd. And that really fuels us as well. So it's been a great year, and it's going to be more great years to come.
All right. Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate all your help throughout the season and for being with us here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back to wrap things up right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank all the coaches for being with us tonight. Coach Elliot Allen of the Brenham Cubs. And again, a reminder, the kickoff against Burning Champion will be at 7:30 at Cubs Stadium. 7 o'clock pregame with yours truly and Tommy Lange on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. Panthers will take on Chilton, and thanks to Coach Jason Hody for joining us this evening. And the Panthers and Chilton will kick it off Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan, 6:30 pregame on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And thanks to Coach Katie Kiki for joining us as we look back on the 2018 volleyball season for the Burton Lady Panthers. And again want to remind everybody that Brenham Cub Burning Champion Charger tickets are on sale at all Brenham ISD campuses until noon Friday, 2 o'clock at the high school. Ticket price is $8 for adults, $4 for students. All tickets $10 at the gate. And all seats are general admission. all seats, general admission. So season tickets don't mean anything. And all tickets are $8. So it's first come, first serve for your spot at the stadium for those for the playoff game. And so get your tickets soon for the Cubs and Bernie Champion. And that'll do it for the Brenham Sports Line. Boy, great time tonight visiting with our coaches. And we will remind you that we will be back again next week here on the Brenham Sports Line with more sports talk with a local attitude. And hopefully some winning football coaches will be joining us next Monday night. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products, and by Classic Hair Cleaners. Cecil and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. Classic Hair Cleaners, South Margaret Street in Brenham. For Heine Minuchin, his all-star band, and Mookie the Rabbit Badger, I'm the sports doc, Ed Powell. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.